No, because what I'm saying is that if we're going to record a podcast and we need to have some sort of structure and we need to have some sort of an idea, listen, it's phenomenal that we found this equipment that is unused. It's got dust on it, but listen to me. People aren't going to listen just to hear my vocal chops. They're only going to listen to a specific thing.
Listen to me, man. You gotta figure it out as you go along. You can't just come into it and not have an idea. You gotta see how things shake out on the tree. You gotta listen to what the people want, and then you can build from there.
Well, that there makes sense to me. So maybe I could talk about my truck. Or maybe I could talk about the way I make a barbecue, or planting season, or going out into the woods, or, you know, all the different... Who is this?
So, my name is Aloysius J. Pig, and my question to you is, who are you exactly? Never seen you before. What are you doing here?
It looks like a little hog wandered in here.
I'm a pig.
Wiggly, wiggly, wiggly.
What are you doing?
Hey, little hog.
No.
Come on over here.
What?
I'm going to talk to you for a sec.
Listen, bro. I don't know who you is, and I don't like how you're talking to me, and I don't really don't like how you're looking at me. And I don't like that you're using bumper cars equipment, okay? So I would suggest, and I would recommend, and I would ask that you please ask I do.
Now, listen up there, Piggy Pig. You have to excuse my friend. He doesn't come out very much, and we ain't never seen no talking porcine as you are. And so I'm sorry if he must have offended you, but when we got here, this equipment was unused, unverified, and unvilified, and so I believe it is within our recompense that we can use it.
So I think what we're saying, my pink little pal, is that this is ours now by squatter's rights. Squatter's rights, finders keepers.
Nope.
Little piggies who lose things are the losers, if you understand.
Thank you. So, you two local yokels burst into the studio. You see some equipment, and then you decide that it's yours. That ain't how finders keepers works at all. The rules is, if you find something on the beach, on a trail, on a street. I mean, first off, that still ain't yours, right? Let's just be honest. You found it, sure, but it really ain't yours. You could, if you could turn it in to the authorities. You could put it up on a post so maybe if the people come back, they could find it. You could, look for some sort of authority or something. But what you guys did is, to be clear, is you broke into our house and started just using our equipment to record,
listen.
What is it exactly you're recording?
Listen, we foundered, we keepered, and we wandered, and we are not gonna squander. We found this equipment down here, unused, dusty, as I've said, so mistreated equipment, and we are deciding to utilize it to its fullest potential. Because what we have, my friend, that you do not have, is experience. Okay? You understand what I'm saying now? What I'm speaking to is truth.
Fine. Listen, I don't know. This stuff belongs to Natty Bumper Cod. It's a bumper podcast. You didn't even do an intro. I heard you when you was talking. When you do a podcast, you gotta be like, hey, my name's Billy, or whatever your name is, and then you gotta say, and this is my show, it's this. So you gotta tell people what they're listening to, alright? What you guys did is you burst in, and you're just like, yammering on the tape, and then you're gonna put that out into the world. No one's gonna listen to it, because it ain't make no sense, alright? I know, listen, Believe me, around here, we know what it takes to get people to listen to podcasts. And yimma yammering ain't gonna do it, okay? So, without further ado, I'm gonna ask you one more time to skidoo. And if you don't, I'm gonna have to get my lawyer involved, okay?
Now, one second here, Piggaloo. I'm hearing a lot of voices down here that I do not recognize.
Rufus?
It's me. Yeah, exactly. Rufus T. Rufus.
I haven't seen you in a dog's age.
What is a dog's age, exactly?
It's a certain amount of time in the South, you understand?
So is it like a set amount of time, or is it just like some random dog? Is there like a specific dog? As you know, big dogs, they don't live, it's sad, but the little dogs, you want to get a medium-sized dog. For the length of dog, like, you want to get a medium-sized dog,
it's
okay?
We just say it's a dog's age. It's a soliloquy here in the South that we say things. Just we can say things like, that butter don't burn. That's something we say in the South. Don't know what it means necessarily. I could say, butterscotch, butter, everything. I don't know. There's something else with butter that you can say. Butter, smooth. There's butter. That's not it. But we have phrases.
Yeah, you understand? No, I don't understand, and I don't think that you really understand because you're just talking about butter all of a sudden. First you were talking about a dog and how long dogs live, and now you're talking about butter. And so, no, I don't exactly make no sense to me, okay? Rufus, do you know these guys?
Well, now, I do.
Hey, Mr. Rufus. Mr. T. Hello, Mr. Rufus T.
I need you, son, when you talk to him, he is a man of the law, and so I want you to respect him, all right?
Yes, sir, Daddy. I'm sorry, sir.
Wait a minute, so now he's your dad? And you both know Rufus? And you... Okay, I don't even know what I walked into today. I really don't, if I'm to be honest. It's my thing. I think I say that a lot, if I'm to be honest. Is it my crutch? Is that a verbal crutch? If anybody doesn't know, a verbal crutch is something that you find yourself saying over and over. So, for instance, if I'm walking up to a door and I go, "Open sesame!" If I do that every single time I come to a door, that becomes like a thing. And people are like, "Oh, it's the sesame pig," like that. And I'm just like, hey, I say other things. If I'm to be honest, and they're like, yeah, that's right, you're the if I'm to be honest pig. And it becomes like that, all right? So watch out for verbal crutches and verbal ticks and whatnot, because people sometimes will acknowledge. They'll be like, oh, this is the pig that comes in every time and gets macaroni and cheese. He's the mac and cheese pig. And I'm just like, I eat other things, bro. Right. I got an apple last week, all right?
Aloysius, I feel like I should straighten a couple things out for you. You were tangenting there. You were tangentially moving around a little bit. Now, I feel like I should straighten a couple of things out here. I do recognize these gentlemen, and I cannot, as a client attorney privilege, actually comment on their relationships. But what I can tell you is that I think by finder keepers, this is now their equipment.
See, that's what we was trying to tell him, Roof. But he didn't believe. He said we just burst in here. I think you know that we are not the type that burst. We are genteel men, and we would never burst into a situation and just try to take things over as such.
Does anybody know what Natty is? Natty Bumpaka? Because I can't. I did not wake up this morning expecting that have to deal with this, and I don't feel like I've got it in me right now, so I can't. Rufus, if you're on their side now, then I gotta find some other avenue, some other... You guys are exhausted.
Speaking of exhausting, do you guys remember Rufus? Mr. Rufus, that time that we was out in the field and then all them
flock of crows just jump up in the air, and we were like, skedaddle! It was, do you guys remember that? It was, there was a lot going on with them birds, because you had something in your pocket, like some sort of seed, bird seed, I think it was, and so they were coming at us. That was a hooting, man. That was a hooting annie, and I was just like, we gotta run. We can't, these birds are gonna attack us. I gotta
hush up.
It's crazy times.
Hush
man.
Up.
It's good seeing you.
You hush up, child. You're not supposed to be talking about such thing. Remember, we said, according to bird law, that we would never divulge information about that day. All right? So we can't be broadcasting it all around the land
exactly.
for everybody to see. It's all right? So just stop you talking.
We made a pact that day that we could and would not ever discuss and talk and jibber-jabber about the crow situation, if you understand what I'm saying. The bird seed and the food, we just do not discuss, okay?
Okay. I'm sitting here looking around the room. I'm gonna go, but you guys, I guess, Natty can figure this out, all right? I'm just a cute little pig. I'm just the voice. I'm just the face of this show. I don't have time to deal with you guys. So, toodaloo. Nice to meet you.
Oh, see you later, piggy pig. Hog, hog.
Not a hog.
Weedle, 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 all the way home.
This is my home, okay? I thought we established that. My home studio is in my house, and you're in my house. In my studio, using my equipment that belongs to Bubba Car. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, now he actually does live here, just upstairs. He has a little styled room with hay and a trough and whatnot. So he is correct in that. We do have some legal footing on the finders keepers law, but he has rights to that.
I do have to
interject.
I guess you're the one with a law degree, so from the big university, so we'll trust you. He knows what he's talking about, you know. Who is this thing?
Hey, I'm Natty Bumpercar. You're in my house. You're in my studio. You're touching my equipment. Who exactly are you?
Natty, did the pig come and get you?
Yeah, he came and got me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. These gentlemen, associates of mine, in the previous years past,
associates.
Have discovered this equipment and have decided to take it upon themselves to make it for themselves, and they have...
Nope.
Enacted squatters' rights, finders' keepers. So we
no.
are in a bit of a legal pickle,
no,
if
we
you
don't.
Understand, that I might have to divest myself of the whole situation because as you are my current client and they are my previous, we'll say relations. I don't know that I should get involved other than to say you are not standing on thick ice, my friend. It is very slippery and it is very thin, so be careful what you say because it can and will potentially be used against you.
Cool. So all I'm going to say is please leave, and I don't know why you're here.
Well, we're here because we found this equipment, and we are going to record, and there's nothing you can do based on these paperwork that we were just handed, and it says right here, finders keeper.
He should be weeping.
He should be weeping.
Now, listen, Natty, I see that your eyes are dry currently. But if you wanted to be weeping right now, it would actually seal the deal. So if you start to weep at all, I gotta tell you, it is legally binding. Losers weepers, that. So if you then do weep, then you do give it up. The whole studio. Understand?
Fine. I understand. This all blows my mind, but I should tell you guys, when I was walking in, something weird happened to me. I was coming through this field right outside of headquarters, and this giant flock of crows all jumped up at the same time and followed me. I don't know what that means, but it was pretty scary.
I think that's our cue then, boys. We gotta get out of here. We gotta scoot, dude. Right this second. All right.
We gotta be here no more.
Okay. I don't have
any idea what just happened. I was gone last week. I apologize I didn't send up an episode. But evidently when I do that, random people come in and start trying to take over. So just always remember, guys, finders keepers. If you find something, try to return it. People lost something and they might be sad about it. Losers Weepers is not legally binding. I am not a lawyer, but I will tell you right now that if you start to weep when you lose something, that does not in fact mean that the person who found it gets to keep it. All right? I'm Natty Bumpergar. This is the Bumper Podcast, and I think I'm going to clean the studio out right now. It is pretty dusty in here.